This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K88IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 17th, 2025. As the firestorms across Southern California continue to threaten millions of residents, trained amateur radio operators are serving critical volunteer roles to help officials spot fires before they get out of control. Dry conditions and wind gusts of up to 100 miles per hour have fueled days of devastating wildfires. Entire neighborhoods have been leveled by those infernos. While the main fires have been burning north and northwest of the central section of Los Angeles, just to the south, hams are standing watch. Orange County Fire Watch, OCFW, is a program locally organized by the Orange County Parks Department and the Urban Conservancy. ARRL National Instructor Gordon West, WB6NOA, is among the deployed volunteers. He said hams are stepping up. We're all over the ARRL Orange County section on hilltops, reporting the wind and humidity, ash seen coming down, scanning for spot fires, none so far, smoke from the LA fires, guest activity at the parks, and being a presence at trailheads with reflective vests and vehicle signs indicating fire watch, he said. Ray Hutchison, AE6H, is a retired firefighter who serves as the chief radio officer for Firewatch. He says local clubs are key to providing the needed RF infrastructure. Our local club, the South Orange Amateur Radio Association, an ARRL special service club, provides linked 2-meter and 70-centimeter repeaters, one high-level and one coastal, for use by OCFW hams during deployments. There is a formal OCFW net control station for the entirety of these events. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, has been on calls with the Federal Emergency Management Agency and other served agencies offering ARRL resources. Efforts are being coordinated locally by the Emergency Network of Los Angeles, the voluntary organizations active in disaster, VOAD. That's a group in Southern California. Johnston urges hams in the affected area to be ready to take care of themselves and their families before needing to deploy. He points out to resources shared by ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, during the National Preparedness Month. These are stressful events for everyone, and being a ham volunteer is really a second to keeping yourself and your family safe, said Johnston. There are two great contests for amateur radio operators this weekend, January 18th through the 20th, 2025, and a bonus opportunity for a college club station to win a national championship. Whether you're interested in contesting on the HF bands, the VHF bands of 50 megahertz and above, or both, there's likely a contest to fit your needs this weekend. ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, said there is time to enjoy both the SSB weekend of the North American QSO Party, NAQP, and the ARRL January VHF contest. If you're an operator like me who enjoys phone contest on the HF bands and a VHF contester, this weekend offers an opportunity to enjoy both, said Bork. After the NAQP wraps up early Sunday morning, there's still plenty of time on Sunday afternoon and evening to join the fun on the frequencies above 50 megahertz when the VHF contesters are seeking contacts from news stations who haven't yet been on the air earlier in the contest. The North American QSO Party NAQP single sideband begins at 1800 UTC on Saturday, January 18th, and concludes at 0559 UTC on Sunday, January 19th. The NAQP is a low-power-only event, which makes for a lot more breathing room on the bands. The 12-hour format of the NAQP allows participants to do some great contesting, yet still have time for other activities during the weekend. Some operators choose to participate in the NAQP on Saturday and then get on the VHF bands for the January VHF contest on Sunday. For complete rules, visit the ncjwebsite.com, naqp-rules.pdf, and logs are due no later than 7 days after that contest is over. Colleges and universities in North America can also compete in the 2025 NA Collegiate Championship, which takes place as part of the NAQP. Stations use their college club call sign, and the station must be located on the college's physical campus. See the rules of the society on the Society of the Midwest Contesters website at www.w9smc.com/NACC, including details for registering your college or university via the contest online scoreboard and setting up logging software. software to report your scores. The ARRL January VHF contest begins at 1900 UTC Saturday, January 18th, and ends at 0359 UTC Monday, January 20th. For amateurs in the U.S. and Canada and their possessions, the goal is to work as many amateur stations as in many different degrees, 2 degrees, 1 degree, Maidenhead grid squares as possible, using authorized frequencies above 50 megahertz. And stations in the rest of the world may only work stations in the U.S. and its possessions and Canada. All legal modes are permitted. For complete contest rules, visit contest.arrl.org/contest-rules/jan-june-september-vhf-rules.pdf. And logs are due within 10 days after that event is over. Former ARRL and Yaesu employee, World Radio Sport Team Championship competitor, and award-winning radio amateur Dennis Motzenbacher, K7BV, has become a silent key. He passed away on January 9, 2025, after a long illness. Motzenbacher was first licensed at the age of 13. According to his obituary, his amateur radio activities took him to 35 countries, and his ham radio call sign, K7BV, was recognized all over the world. He competed on the U.S. team in the World Radio Sport Team Championship in 2000 in Slovenia, and in his lifetime won many national and international awards for his ham radio achievements. Motzenbacher was well known within the amateur radio community. He was a prolific ham radio author from 1998 to 2002. He served as editor of the National Contest Journal. He served on ARRL staff as the sales and marketing manager from 2002 to 2006 when he joined Yaesu as their executive vice president of amateur radio sales division. He retired from that role in 2019. A small graveside ceremony was held at the Eastern Carolina State Veterans Cemetery in Goldsboro, North Carolina, on Friday, January 17, 2025. There is more to read about Motzenbacher at ARRL.org. Radio Club Limburg, the North Limburg region, the Netherlands, will activate special event station PA80OV to commemorate Operation Veritable and celebrate 80 years of freedom after World War II. Operation Veritable in early 1945 cleared the way for Allied troops to cross the Rhine River and to begin to move into Germany. PA80OV will be on the air February 14th through the 16th, 2025. All amateur radio operators are invited to make contact there. For information about times and frequencies, visit Radio Club Limburg at their website. The Northern Arizona DX Association is hosting the annual W7P Pluto Discovery Anniversary Special Event, February 15th through the 24th, 2025, and the organizers need amateur radio operators to help. The event is a tribute to Pluto's discovery in 1930 by Clyde Tombaugh, with members transmitting from their home QTHs. Special guest operator Doug Tombaugh, N3PDT, Clyde's nephew, will join them from Kansas City as W7P/0. Operators at the Lowell Observatory will work from a heated trailer just outside of the new $53 million Marley Astronomy Discovery Center, using a Kenwood TS-590SG for single sideband, an Electcraft K3 for CW and single sideband and digital, and a Yaesu FT-991 for FT-8 or F4 modes. But operators are also welcome to bring their own radios. This year's event also celebrates the 10th anniversary of the New Horizons spacecraft flyby of Pluto, featuring insights on the radio equipment that sent signals back to Earth. For more details, visit www.nadxa.com or contact Bob Wirtz, N77E, via email at bob6315@earthlink.net. DXCC applications processing is back to typical processing times now. In October, we reported that ARRL DXCC systems had been returned to service following work that was completed to ensure the security and integrity of the system following the cyber attack in May. Over 4,000 DXCC applications have been logged into the system for processing since returning that system to service. We are currently processing applications submitted in December, and we continue to mail orders for paper DXCC certificates and endorsement stickers. There were 315 certificates mailed between December 27, 2024 and January 13, 2025. A call now for QST articles about ARRL Field Day. QST, the membership journal of ARRL, seeks manuscript about ARRL Field Day for possible publication in the June 2025 Field Day issue. This is your chance to share you or your club's Field Day successes and lessons learned so other hands will benefit from your experience. Here's what QST is looking for, 12 to 1800 words. Tell the story of your Field Day operation with your how-to angle so readers will understand how to duplicate your success. 2 to 5 high-resolution images, including captions that explain what's happening in the photos, the names and call signs of any hams pictured, and the name and call sign, if applicable, of the person who took each photo. Send the manuscript and photos to qst@arrl.org by April 1st. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. India launched the Space Docking Experiment, or SPA-DX, on December 30th. It consists of two 220-kilogram or 485-pound satellites, the Target and Chaser. The main mission is for testing rendezvous and docking procedures. There is an amateur radio package on board. It is called Poem 4. It will transmit slow-scan TV, audio messages, and telemetry on 145.870 MHz. It has an APRS digipeater on 145.825 MHz. The first slow-scan test was on January 10th. More will come. The schedule should be available on their X account, AMSAT India, all one word. Looking for a low-cost antenna for 1.7 GHz to receive NOAA and Meteor satellites L-band? Gabe, KL1FI, has created a 3D printed helicone antenna. You can look at the video he put together at Save It For Parts, and that's F-O-R. Scroll for his 3D printed satellite antenna is fantastic. If you're looking for some rare DX, Alder PY1SAD will be active on satellite as well as HF from Guyana as 8 Romeo 1TM. He'll be in Georgetown. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, been a great contest. January 16th and the 17th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. January 16th, the NAQCC CW Sprint. The NTC QSO Party, that's CW. January 18th and 19th, the Hungarian DX contest, CW and phone. Also January 18th and 19th, the ProDigi contest, that's digital. And on January 18th, the RSGB AFS contest, single sideband and phone. January 18th and 19th, the North America QSO Party, single sideband and phone. Also on January 18th and 19th, the NA Collegiate Championship, single sideband phone. And on January 18th through the 20th, the ARRL January VHF Contest, CW phone and digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, January 17th and 18th, it's the Kowtow Ham Fest 25, hosting the ARRL North Texas Section Convention, that's in Forest Hills, Texas. January 31st to February 1st, the Jackson MS Capital City Ham Fest 2025, hosting the ARRL Mississippi Section Convention, that's in Jackson, Mississippi. And on February 7th through the 9th, the Orlando Hamcation, hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention, that's in Orlando, Florida. And finally this week, thanks to the Tri-County Amateur Radio Association in Claremont, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.